Welcome to Gaudible, a daily reading of holy texts known in the Unificationist community as Hunduke. Today we are reading from God's Will and the Ocean.
God's Will in the Ocean. True Father speaks on why we have ocean training. Page 210. The Tuna Fishing Training Course. As you know, the tuna also has some spiritual aspect, being part of creation. Sometimes when your spirit is dull, the tuna may even be more spiritually sensitive than you. The tuna which you are after weighs more than 500 pounds. To get to that size, it is 18 to 20 years of age. Think about it. To get to that age, what kind of dangers has that tuna already escaped, time and time again? Over and over, the tuna was on the verge of getting caught, but it somehow escaped. By the time a tuna is 500 pounds, it is a very smart fish. The tuna knows that the lines hanging down are there to catch him. For a tuna to bite the bait is not a normal thing. It is an accident. Just like human beings who have an accident after drinking alcohol, the tuna gets drunk on eating the chum and then, in one mistake, it reaches out and bites the bait. The secret which makes the difference here is for you to concentrate and with all your heart, mind, and effort, draw the tuna towards you. If you really concentrate and become spiritually attuned, you will wake up one day and while you wash your face and prepare to go to your boat, you will sense at what hour that day you will catch a tuna. Sometimes you are waiting and waiting. Your mind starts to wander, and then you have a sharp awakening in your mind. At that moment you realize, oh, in 5 minutes, a tuna is going to strike the line. As soon as you feel that, the tuna strikes. Every one of you, if you apply yourself, will experience this at one time or another. There is some kind of law or principle at work here. If you invest all your heart, you will catch a tuna. You have to be able to know and envision what is going on underneath you, when the small fish are coming in, and when the tuna are moving with the currents and tides. You must be able to see it without even seeing it. This takes concentration. I am thinking about dedicating the money made by the New Hope to some charity in Gloucester. If that is the case, then wouldn't you expect the tuna to bite even more? The spiritual world would encourage the tuna to bite the New Hope's lines. This year there is a quota, and I am hoping that 2/3 of the quota is caught by Mooney boats. In order to do that, you really have to love your bait. Bait is the direct cause of catching the tuna. You have to connect with God's love and then put that into the bait. You are the connecting point. A clean boat reflects a clean spirit. An orderly boat also reflects an orderly spirit. This means that all your jigs, rods, reels, lines, hooks, everything is in the right place. I can tell immediately if your boat has received a lot of heart or very little heart. If you are praying deeply, the spiritual world will help you, inspire you, and bring tuna close to your boat. Through these experiences, you will discover that God is alive. If something bad is going to happen to you, you will be sensitive to that. This year, we have to be concerned about safety. The best way to avoid accidents is to be serious and put our whole heart into what we are doing. You must take care of yourself spiritually. Always keep yourself orderly. I want to ask you an important question. During the season, how many times will you fight with your brothers and sisters? You don't want any such circumstance, but sometimes you get involved and a situation arises. What will you do at that point? You should not allow any fights to happen. You have to avoid creating the circumstances on land before you even go out onto the boat. In the morning, while you are fishing, don't let the things inside of you get to you, even if you are burning up inside. On the way home, you can bring something up and try to discuss it then. Sometimes you will be in the boat and the wind will be blowing. A storm will be coming. This is a very dangerous time, and it is very bad to let your feelings out at this time. It is better when you come home and have a hot shower and a good meal. Then you become generous and you forget the words which might have made you angry. Don't let things bother you while you are out on the water. No matter how someone might agitate you, just ignore him. Think to yourself that it's some neighbor's dog barking at you. Keep your goal in mind. You didn't come here to fight. You came here to fish for tuna, and this is your purpose. Don't get involved in anything that is not the purpose of your coming here. Some days you will dedicate your whole heart, and there will be absolutely no result. Then is a good time to repent. You can repent and try to find the area that you missed, that you didn't understand and apply. You have to be serious. After this training course, you will become an independent person at some time in your life. If you go out on the ocean as your livelihood and cannot catch fish, who is going to help you? Will the government subsidize you? Will God give you money? Probably not. Don't count on me coming to help you. I cannot always do that. Can you do it? Will you come running to me, or will you be very serious and do it? Those who can and will do it, raise your hands. How about the women? What will you do if you cannot catch the fish? The tuna will laugh when they see women coming to catch them. If you want to get quicker results, just listen to the men for once, and then the tuna will say, "Well, even though they are women, they respect the men. We can tolerate them." So you women, don't fight against the men. However, never be outdone by the men in putting your whole heart into it. You can beat the men that way. That is okay. Do you wonder what I am doing all day long while waiting for tuna? Catching and landing the fish is only about 1 hour out of the day. What am I doing the rest of the time? I seem to be doing nothing, just sitting there watching the lines in the water. But every moment, I am putting my whole heart into the effort. I check the bait on the hooks. Every once in a while, if the fish aren't biting, you have to reel in the line and look at the bait. You should change the bait 3 times a day, even if the fish don't seem to be around. When I look at the buoy, I can tell if there is bait at the end of the line. I don't know if Geohat can tell this or not, but Geohat should be able to. It's a normal thing to know this. If the bait is gone, you have to reel in the line and put new bait on. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation of Why We Have Ocean Training.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Gaudible. Gaudible is made possible by support from listeners like you. To donate, visit gaudible.org. Thank you.